Proverbs 11:26. A generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Now, do you really believe these promises, or is God just lying? I mean, there's more promises in the Bible about generosity than any other thing. Why? Because God wants me to learn.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Is Christmas just for Christians? The answer to that question may surprise you as we continue with our series called Christmas is for All People. Rick shows us how God wants each and every person on this planet to share in the blessing that comes from celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, just before today's message, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Christmas is Generosity.
Now, there's a fourth reason why God wants me to learn to be generous, learn the skill of generosity. And it is this: it stretches my faith. It stretches my faith. In fact, it not only stretches it, it strengthens it. That's how your faith gets strengthened. It's like a muscle. Now, the number one way that God tests your faith, without a doubt, is through your finances. Through testing your faith. You have been tested many, many times in your finances. Am I going to trust God here, or am I going to worry? Am I going to believe God's promises about money, or am I going to worry? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13 says this: your giving, in other words, your generosity, proves the reality of your faith. It proves that you really trust God. You know, I'll never forget the first time I learned to be generous in faith. I was in college. Some of you have heard me tell this story before. I was in college, and I had two bills. I owed $500 to the college for that semester to pay off my bill there, and I owed $10 to a friend that I had borrowed, and I only had $50 to my name. I had it in the bank. And I thought, you know what, this $50 isn't going to pay off either of those bills. And I had just heard a pastor teaching on tithing, where he said, you know, the best time to start tithing, that's giving to God, 10% to God, is when you're in debt, because you need God's help to get out of debt. So I thought, well, I'll just give that money away. And all these promises given, it will be given to you in the Bible. And so I took that $50 out of the bank. It's the first time I'd ever done this. And I thought, okay, I'm going to give it away, because it certainly won't pay off my bills. I might as well just give it away. And so I thought, who am I going to give it to? And I thought, I'll give it to the American Bible Society. They distribute free Bibles. So I wrote a letter to the American Bible Society in New York City and said, here's a $50 donation. By the way, if anybody happens to be reading this letter, I'd sure like a prayer for a poor, starving, in debt, college guy, student who is in debt. Just say a little prayer for me. So that was kind of planting a seed. 3 weeks later, I was invited to speak to a youth group in Norwalk, California. You know, it's about an hour north of here, up in L.A. And I thought, so I'll do that. So I went and I spoke to this church for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning to their youth group. Now, I was just doing it for free. It was just a volunteer thing. But Sunday night, the pastor stood up and he goes, now this young man, this college student who's been here with us all week, you know, I just decided we're going to take up an offering for him. I'm going, all right. Now, I like this idea. It wasn't my idea, but it's a great idea. So I'm all in favor of that. So they took up an offering, and when they gave it to me, it was $565. Now, that means I took $500, I paid off my $500 bill, I gave $10 to my friend, that left $55, which was the tithe, the 10% of what was given to me, and gave that to the Lord, and I was out of debt. that made me a believer. Now, I could tell you 500 stories like that in my life in the last 40 years of my life, some of them involving millions of dollars. I've seen this happen over and over and over and over and over again. Kay and I have participated in 8 different church building programs, a number of them here at Saddleback Church, but a number in other churches we were just members of, and we said we're going to be a part of that, giving in faith. And here we did Possess Our Land and Time to Build and Building for Life and Extend the Vision and For the Children and Decade of Destiny. And every time we have had our faith stretched by our generosity. In fact, 3 times we gave away our entire life savings. Literally, cleared it out and gave it away to God. And I've played this game with God. Now, what I'm telling you about this weekend is not some theory. I've lived my life. I have learned how to be generous. And I have learned that you cannot outgive God. I actually feel sorry for stingy people, for Grinches, for Scrooges, for people who are afraid to give. They have enough faith to believe God will save them and forgive their sins and take them to heaven, but they don't have enough faith to believe that God will keep all his other promises about blessing those who bless others. About generosity, about giving. Giving, generosity is built on the law of the harvest. It's one of the laws of the universe. Here it is, next verse, 2 Corinthians 9:6. Whoever sows sparingly, he's talking about sowing seed, will reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will reap generously. Now, when a farmer has a field and it's in winter and he stored up all his seed in the winter and it's sitting in barns, he doesn't go, oh, I can't afford to give this seed away. If I give it away, I'll have nothing. No, you know what he does? He takes a seed and he goes out and he gives it away. He sows the seed. He plants the seed, knowing that he's never going to get any more unless he sows what he's got. If he holds on to the little seed he's got, it just stays there. It rots and it goes away. On the other hand, if he gives the seed away, he sows it, it gives a crop. He sows a little bit, he gets a little crop. He sows a lot, he gets a lot. Now here's the thing, you always reap more than you sow. And this principle applies in every area of life. If you give out criticism, you're gonna get more back than you gave out. If you give out anger, you're gonna get more back from people than you gave out. You always reap more than you sow.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. There's more from Pastor Rick coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, either on CD or MP3 download. Your choice. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. Or you can call 800-600-5004 for more info. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Generosity is built on the law of the harvest. It's one of the laws of the universe. Here it is, next verse, 2 Corinthians 9:6. Whoever sows sparingly, he's talking about sowing seed, will reap sparingly. and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Now, when a farmer has a field and it's in winter and he stored up all his seed in the winter and it's sitting in barns, he doesn't go, oh, I can't afford to give this seed away. If I give it away, I'll have nothing. No, you know what he does? He takes a seed and he goes out and he gives it away. He sows the seed. He plants the seed, knowing that he's never going to get any more unless he sows what he's got. If he holds on to the little seed he's got, it just stays there. It rots and it goes away. On the other hand, if he gives the seed away, he sows it, it gives a crop. He sows a little bit, he gets a little crop. He sows a lot, he gets a lot. Now, here's the thing. You always reap more than you sow. And this principle applies in every area of life. If you give out criticism, you're going to get more back than you gave out. If you give out anger, you're going to get more back from people than you gave out. You always reap more than you sow. If you sow one corn of seed, a kernel of corn, do you get one kernel back? No, you get a stalk with several ears with thousands of kernels. It's an exponential return on your planting. What you sow, you reap. That is a law of the universe, and whatever you need more of in life, give it away. I need more time, then you need to give away some of your time. I need more energy. You know how you get more energy? You give away energy. It's what exercise does. You use energy to actually get more energy. You use your muscle, you give it away, the energy you've got, to get actually more. You store it up, you're not going to have any. That's the law of the harvest. I read this story the other day from Bob McEwen. He said, I took my young son to McDonald's and I bought him a bag of French fries. And he said, as we're driving back home, those French fries smelled so good. He said, I just reached over into my son's bag and I took a couple of his French fries and I ate them. And he said, my little boy, my little son said, Dad, you can't have one. These are my fries. We've all been there. And Bob says, all of a sudden, I had three very profound thoughts about this incident. He said, number one, I realized that my child had forgotten that I am the source of all French fries. He would have no French fries if it weren't for me. I drove him to McDonald's. I ordered the fries. I paid for the fries with my money. He wouldn't have any fries if it weren't for me. I am the source of all fries. I am the reason he had them. Said the second thing I realized is that my child didn't realize I could take them all away from him if I wanted to. I could take them all. So that's it. You don't get any of them. I can eat them right in front of him. Or, for that matter, if I wanted to, I could go buy him a truckload of fries. I could afford it. I could buy him an entire truckload of fries. He said, the third thing I realized is that I didn't need his fries. If I wanted them, I could buy them myself. I had plenty of money to buy my own fries. I just wanted my son to learn generosity. Now, this is true. The same three things are true with God and you. God doesn't need your time. God doesn't need your service. God doesn't need your money. God doesn't need your praise. God doesn't need anything from you. God owns it all in the first place. He's the source of all fries. He just wants his children to learn to be generous. If you're a parent or a grandparent, do you want your kids or grandkids to learn to share? Of course you do. Of course you do. And God looks at you and says, I don't want you being a Grinch. I don't want you being a Scrooge. I don't want you to be a taker in life. I want you to be known as she is a generous woman. He is a generous man. That guy has got a generous heart. That's what I want my kids to be known for. You see, when it comes to generosity, a lot of people act like atheists, like they have no heavenly father in heaven who's going to take care of them. So God says, it stretches my faith. Number five, the fifth reason God says, I want you to learn generosity in 2013, is it blesses me back. God wants to bless your life, and he has set up the universe that you get blessed when you follow his commandments. And when you're like him, when you do it his way, you get more blessing. Now, it's stated over and over and over in the Bible that God blesses those who are generous. There are literally hundreds of promises. Let me just show you four of hundreds in the Bible. Here's a couple. Deuteronomy 15. Give generously to others. He's talking about helping the poor here in this particular verse. Give generously to others and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, now circle that phrase, then because of this. He's saying, because you've been generous, you've helped people who were less fortunate. Because you shared with other people. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. You might circle all and everything. God says, I will bless all your work and everything you put your hand to. Do you want God to bless everything you put your hand to? Yes. Then you need to learn to not be a taker. You need to learn to not be a Grinch, a Scrooge, but to be generous with your time, with your compliments, with your money, with your energy. Be generous in every area of your life. Here, look at these other verses. Psalm 112, 5. Good will come to those who are generous. I want that to happen in your life this next year. I want good to happen. Proverbs 11:24. It is possible to give freely and become more wealthy, but those who are stingy will lose everything. In Proverbs 11:26, a generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Now, do you really believe these promises, or is God just lying? I mean, there's more promises in the Bible about generosity than any other thing. Why? Because God wants me to learn. You know, this last week, I was in New York City, and I did 22 media interviews. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, BBC, Associated Press, Huffington Post. I did 22 different interviews. After one of those interviews, one guy looks at me after the cameras turned on, and he goes, why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? And I looked at him and I said, I have learned the skill of generosity. I learned it early in life. Jesus said, it's more happy. Happiness comes more from giving than receiving. You don't understand that unless you've done it. It's far more fun to give it away than to receive it. And when you learn that, it creates, the happiest people in life are givers, not takers. As I said, misers are miserable. Now there's a sixth reason why you need to learn generosity. And Tom's gonna come and share that. And then I'm gonna close real quickly on the way to do it and the way to not do it.
The sixth reason is it's an investment. It's an investment for eternity. An eternal investment. What you give on earth is actually banked in heaven. You've heard that old phrase, you cannot take it with you, but you can send it ahead. You can send it ahead. Let me tell you something I've really enjoyed this last month. I've been listening to a message series my son Ryan's been teaching in Lower Manhattan Community Church. He's a pastor out there. And he's got mostly young Wall Street guys in his church, and he's been teaching them about giving, talking to them about the fact that giving is not only a good thing to do, it is the wisest thing to do. These guys are working with investments all day long. Their investments, everybody else's investments. And he's talking about the fact that, of course, if you make an investment for a short term, that's a good thing. But the longest term investment is the best thing. And an investment that lasts all the way into eternity, God rewards our investments. I know some people who think, well, I'll just ignore the fact that God rewards it. That's like saying, I'll pray and not think that God might answer it. It's not selfish to recognize that God loves you enough to want to reward the good things that you do, not only on this earth, but also all the way into eternity. You can make it selfish. Some people do. I understand that. But it is not selfish. It's at the core of giving. It's an investment for eternity. Jesus said, I want you to do this because I love you. I want you to store up treasure, not just on this earth. It's not going to last long here. The best investment on this earth just lasts your lifetime. It just lasts as long as you live, or maybe partway into your kids' lives. There is no greater investment than the kingdom of God. Because it is an investment that not only blesses people in this life, changes this world, it lasts in your life and in other people's lives all the way into eternity. It is a protected investment, a proven investment. It pays the greatest dividends, and it's a no-risk investment because you're investing with the one that you trust the most. There is no better choice when I give than to realize what I'm giving is not only making a difference right now, it's going to make a difference forever.
Now, let's shift gears in about 2 minutes here, a couple minutes, talk about how to do it right. Because you can give to people and actually harm them. You can give to the poor in a way that you harm them. You create dependency. You rob them of dignity. You create a what you've done for me lately attitude with your kids and all kinds of things like that. So you want to give correctly, not incorrectly. So how do I learn the skill of generosity? The first thing you got to do is realize it's not about how much I give.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. You know, as we come to the end of this year, one of the things that worries me the most is that there's still about 3,000 people groups, small tribes in the world, where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ. We call these people the unreached, unengaged people groups, and it's one of the reasons we started Daily Hope, to take the good news to the final frontier. We need to make every effort to reach these people with a Bible, a believer, and a new church. Now, thanks to your support, we're being able to do this. Thanks to your support, we're now broadcasting on radio stations, literally, not just across America, but all around the world. We're in places like Rwanda and Uganda. We're in places like South Sudan, which has very, very little. Zambia, Korea, things like that. But we're also reaching even more people and more nations through the world with our Daily Hope podcast. Online, it goes literally to the whole world. Now, as we end this year, I want to express to you how much I appreciate your prayer support and your financial support of Daily Hope for this global effort. I can't do it without you. You can't do it without me. And as you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to pray about giving a special gift to Daily Hope. Together, we're partners in going to the final frontier of people who have never heard of Jesus Christ. Now, the good news is this. A generous friend of Daily Hope is offering at the end of the year a matching gift. That's a challenge gift, which means they will match whatever gift you give. In other words, whatever you give will be doubled because of their matching that gift. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to be very bold this. Give the biggest gift you can possibly give at the end of the year, at this Christmas time. God gives His gift to us. We give our gifts back to Him in Thanksgiving and out of Christmas. We give our gifts to Jesus. It's His birthday. And when you do, it will be matched by a donor, doubling the impact of your gift. Thanks so much. And we're going to enjoy the end of the holiday seasons, and we're going to enjoy the new year together. God bless you.
If God is leading you to support the vision of Daily Hope, and you'd like to see your financial gift doubled up to $100,000, please contact us today by going to rickwarren.org, or you can call 800-600-5004. And when you support this ministry, we're going to send you a copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. It's our way of saying thanks. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.